My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Important challenge it was. Now Cucurella. Dani Olmo was in there. And oh, look what has happened. Marino for Spain. Have we just witnessed the winning moment?
Turns out, yes, Spain over Germany in the European Championships. Soccer. That was in Germany. Oh, that had a sting. Home team loses. Portugal and France playing now, 33rd minute. 0-0. I love this Bills schedule. Do I always? Do you? I mean, is it always the way where you just see the games lined up? And, I mean, night games, Ravens at night, Chiefs here, San Francisco here at night. The Houston intrigue with Diggs and their season last year. Detroit is another one. I mean, the Rams were in the playoffs, then Detroit, back-to-back road games in December. And that's not even to the AFC East yet. I mean, that's not chronological, but I mean, there are a half dozen really big, seemingly big games on the Bills' schedule. They're only big if the teams are good. And so I guess we're sort of assuming that here, but like, is that not safe to do? So many different points along the way where you would think you're going to, you know, learn something is maybe not really right, but just sort of important stops in the course of the schedule for figuring out how this all ends up. At Miami in week two, the Bills have owned Miami. That's a Thursday night after playing Sunday against Arizona. They've owned Miami. The one loss in when they moved the game last minute to the actual surface of the sun, and they still outgained Miami by like 300 yards, but lost. Really, the playoff game, all of it, last year, week 18, it's on the Dolphins, who I think opened with Jacksonville, by the way. I want to double-check that. They do, at home. And then come off that game for the Bills on Thursday night. It's on the Dolphins to actually beat the Bills. And the one time they did on the surface of the sun, that I think was also in week two or three, early in the season like this. This will be a night game, so maybe not as deadly hot. Still, like, Miami has a statement game, if you will, early in the season, right there, week two against the Bills. Are they ready to take them out? You know how I've said this about the Kansas City game against the Bills in November? If Buffalo wins, it'll still probably be met with, okay, that's happened before the last 3 years, but really it's the playoff that counts and no one cares. Looking back, the Bills won those games in the regular season. I have to sort of remind Bulldog all the time, like, well, they did beat them 3 years. Yeah, so what? You know, like, what would a Chiefs fan say? So, oh, really? That's cool. And that is Buffalo, Miami from the other side. And if the Dolphins win in week two, okay, congrats. But it, of course, could end up being big in the course of the division race. And with Buffalo hosting Jacksonville Monday night, at Baltimore Sunday night, at Houston, at the Jets Monday night the next 4 weeks. That's a lot. I mentioned to Sal that the Ravens game seems especially important to me looking at all of this for position in the playoffs. If you're talking wild card here, the Ravens have the Bengals and maybe the Browns to deal with. The Steelers have not been terrible either. And the Bills with Miami and the Jets. That could end up being really big later on. And like Sal pointed out, the Houston game the next week also. I don't think that division is as deep for there to be, you know, real competition. I think probably the Texans, the Texans are the favorite. Indianapolis, Jacksonville. I think overall it's just not as deep. Doesn't really matter. You're talking about back-to-back road games in the conference. And then the Jets after that. Three road games in a row, two in prime time. Really tough stretch for the Bills, where getting out at 4-2 might feel like that's pretty good. If you get out at 4-2 after those six games, you'll have won at least two probably tough road games in the conference, if not the division already. It could be more than that. If you're 4-2, you lose to Arizona or the Jacksonville game. You would have to win, you know, three or four of these road games in there. Those would be great wins. At Miami is a good win, no matter what the, you know, recent history has been. At Baltimore is a great win. People don't really get that one too often. The Bills did a couple of years ago. At Houston would be good. At the Jets would probably be really good too. I'm somebody who thinks a lot of the Jets' potential this year, which is weird because they're the Jets and. Usually you don't have to worry about it. 803-0550 is the number. We've got Ian Harditz from Fantasy Life, Paul Hamilton as well today. Lines open in and out. I've gotten back into cards a little bit. So I used to be as a kid, and then later on in like my 30s, I would say, got really into it. There was a little Saturday morning show in here called The Hobby that I hosted for a few years. Got to know a lot of people in collecting. And then it sort of was two things that changed for me after years of just like it being an obsession for me, collecting, you know, vintage and opening stuff, just all of it. I just was immersed in it. What changed for me was, in terms of the show, The Hobby, I started to feel like I had said everything that I have to say. Like, just, you get to a point where I've already talked about this over and over. I wasn't involved really with new products. And I just felt like I wasn't really doing as good of a job with it anymore. And then we moved, which was a big expense, big change. And I ended up selling a lot of my best stuff to be able to help afford that, you know, pay for that. So that's when we, you know, lowered the curtain on The Hobby. But I still have all these boxes, and I know I have some cool stuff, you know, and not as much as I used to, but I basically let 12 years go by, maybe more, without touching a thing. Only thing that happened was I bought one small collection in the middle of that period of time. But that was it. Didn't even really touch it. Grading or selling or any trade, nothing. I didn't really even really touch it. But lately, it starts with, I'm older. We've got to clean out this house. We've got to move on this. We got to act. And what are you going to do about all these boxes? Good question. That's the hardest part in terms of liquidating your collection or just knowing what to do with it, are the boxes of sets and doubles and, you know, just not the higher end singles, graded stuff. That's easy. You know, you just sell it. Auction, eBay, whatever, that's easy. It's the five-row boxes, the 4,000-count heavy card boxes from the bulk years. You know, what do you do with that? That's what drags me down. That's what has kept me from acting on any of this for most of the last decade. It's like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? I'm not putting it at the curb. I mean, just, it takes like a lot of time and meticulous effort if you try to sort of do it all well financially on that. So sort of a bummer, right? Like, I was discouraged. But got to do something about this mess, got back into it. What was cool was having largely forgotten about what I had. I mean, I knew generally years and stuff, but not so much in terms of specific cards. So it's like it's new again, which is, you know, a fun thing. Maybe this is something you would like to know, that if you've got whatever, it doesn't even have to be sports cards, but you've got some sort of old collectibles that are just taking up space in your house, you sort of open the box up and it feels like it's new again. So I've really enjoyed that and have gotten back into grading some and playing around. So that's been fun. That also has included eBay, which as far as I know, maybe it's changed so much, I don't really know, but I used to always tell people that wanted to know what their cards are worth, you know, go to eBay, try to be honest with assessing the condition, and then look up completed listings. Don't look for asking prices, look for what people actually sold their cards for. Like what's a real example of what the market says. And so I'm back on eBay, and a few things I'm sort of just doing different searches kind of randomly, and you can click add to watch list. You're not bidding on it. You're not even sending any sort of like an email asking questions. You're adding it to your watch list. So you have a list of items on eBay that, I know a lot of you know this, but you can sort of click on that page and you see what's happening with those listings. Are there new bids? Whatever. And I think what must happen now, I haven't listed a card in years. I think what must happen now is that when you are the seller and you see somebody has clicked to watch your listing, that you get some sort of notification there. And you can, this has happened to me, it happened to me twice yesterday. The seller can offer you a discount. Oh, you're interested in this mini helmet? Well, I'll sell it to you for whatever percent off. So I'm sorry, this is not going to end up in an awesome, it's not a great story, but yesterday, one of the eBay listings I clicked watch list on was a collection of 9 great vintage cards, Babe Ruth, Mantle, Mays, this listing of 9 cards. And the guy wants like $320,000 for these 9 cards, which may even be fair. I don't know. I noticed that the listing had once been at $800,000 and was reduced to $320,000 or some whatever it was. Like, I just want to watch this. I'll enjoy looking at it, clicking on it, you know, once in a while, just looking at these cards, you know, graded Mantle, great 53 Mantle, 52 Mays, I think it was, and Ruth and Mathewson, you know, great stuff. But I'm not sitting around with 300 grand, like, right? I mean, it's not, the seller doesn't know this, but I'm not like close on this, all right? I'm not selling the house for these 9 baseball cards, but you know, if I did, would that even, I don't know. But so what happens is like the seller must get notice, somebody new is watching your item, and they send you an offer, a discounted offer. So like, wasn't thinking about it all, wasn't even really aware that this was a thing, but I got an email yesterday, the seller of an eBay listing is offering you $8,000 off this listing. And I just had forgotten even about clicking on it. Like, who is offering me what? Somebody's offering me 8 grand to do what? Oh, I see now. Okay. Right. I clicked on this eBay listing for 320,000, and if I buy it, it's only going to be for 312. So I thought you'd like to know that. There's been no change. I did have that one time where this is true. Maybe you might know the story if you go back a long time with me, but where I was in here with Bulldog before a show, like maybe 2 o'clock one day. And this is when I was just like so obsessed with cards and auctions and selling and everything. And I don't know if he asked, maybe I was just like, this is how it is with fantasy now. I'll just sort of randomly, when we're just sitting in here at 2 o'clock one day, ask him what he thinks, you know, of Gabriel Davis's ADP or something, and he'll ignore me. But I was showing him this auction site and how it works. And like, here's a 52 Jackie Robinson. and there's 30 days in the auction. Today is day one, so I'll just put the minimum bid in on it. I'll never win because people wait until the end of the bidding. And so I did that, and I won, which I was not wanting because it was $8,700. Like, I did not intend for a second to buy this card. I didn't have $8,000. But I was just showing him how the auction site works. And a month later, oh my God, this is actually no one else is bidding on. I'm going to, yikes. So that happened once. That card, unfortunately, is no longer in my possession. Did all right on it, but yeah, got through it. Got away with it. Ian Hart, it's coming up in 20 minutes. Thanks for listening on this July 5th. Mike Shope here, Bulldog back next week. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!